Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia, the supervisor on the floor today. How may I help you?
Yes, I am in a dilemma here. I thought that I was getting a $5 shipping charge. And when I called, when I saw my bill was $59.89. So I disputed that charge with my bank. So my bank initially gave me credit. Then they reversed the credit because they said that you provided them proof that I had made the charge. So they advised me to call back the merchant and cancel. So I called back the merchant and I canceled the account because it was not what I was told. And I was told that my problem was that I didn't read the fine print. So anyway, I canceled the account and was given a confirmation number, which was C920-661056. So when I called to find out about my credit of the $59.89, I was told that they couldn't give me credit because of a chargeback. I called my bank, and my bank said that they couldn't give me credit because you said that I owe it. So somehow or another, my money is in dilemma between you and my bank. My bank is saying that they can't give me credit, even though I canceled the account because you say I owe it. And you're saying that you can't give me credit because my bank did a chargeback. So how do I resolve this?
May I please have your first and last name?
Ruby Williams.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
3608 Springtime Court, Richmond, Virginia, 23223.
I do see where our meal plan was purchased. It's not always good to do a dispute because the dispute is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation. And your card company cannot override our terms and conditions, so they will do a chargeback on your account. We can't do anything about the charges. Maybe you should be able to call your bank to see if they have an alternative for you. But you have disputed the charges, there's nothing that we can do.
Okay, I canceled it. So what's the purpose of me canceling it? Because you misled me. It was only supposed to be $5, not $59.
Okay, your account was canceled out, but you disputed the charges, so we can't do anything about the charges anymore.
That doesn't make any sense. Why can't you do anything about the charges?
Because you disputed the charges with your car company.
Okay, so what you're telling me is not to dispute it with my card company and then you will refund my money?
No, ma'am, you have already disputed it, so there you can't undo the dispute because you've already done it, so you'll have to contact your card company to see if they're able to assist you.
Where is my money, though? That doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay, you've already paid us $59.89. You received a temporary refund, so it seemed as if you had got your money back, but a dispute is only a temporary.
Okay,
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
Are you going to overtalk me or are you going to let me finish?
You can go ahead.
Okay, I have not received a refund, nor have I received any product. I haven't gotten anything but a charge.
Okay, this isn't for any products. It is a service that is digital, but we can't do anything about the charges. I would advise you to contact your card company.
I have contacted my car company, and my car company told me that they can't refund or give me any credit because you say that I owe it.
Yes, ma'am. So we can't do anything either, so I'm not sure what you'll have to do.
I'm going to call the Better Business Bureau. What's your name?
My name is Asia. It is spelled A-S-I-A.
Okay. Do you have a last name?
No, ma'am, I can't provide you with that information.
Okay, and I need something to document what you're telling me. Can you email me that you refuse to refund my money?
No, ma'am, I can't email you that. You'll have maybe use the information that your bank gave you because we can't send out any emails. I can only advise you that I have notated your account and you're not able to receive a refund due to a chargeback.
So if my bank cancels the chargeback, which I asked before, if my bank cancels the chargeback, then will I get a credit?
No, ma'am, you can't cancel a chargeback.
Okay, so you're telling me that I can't get a credit. I don't have any product or anything. So you need to send me something. I need to have something for my money that you took.
I can't send you any information. I can only advise you to contact your car company.
You're just telling me that my car company can't get any money back.
Yes, ma'am. So we can't do anything about the charges. I will have to disconnect the call because I can't do anything about your charges. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Yes. Provide me with the services that I paid for. Now,
I'm sorry. What was that?
Provide me with the services that I paid for.
Okay. You can't use the services anymore. This was all the way back in April. So you paid for 1 month. So it is done being used. But the name of the product or the service is Bite. BITES, well, BitTub, HUB.
Did you hang up on me?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm sorry, you said that the service, okay. The service came in May, which I never received. This is now July. And
this was done in April the 28th.
Well, it was provided in April. You charged me in May. I canceled in May and April. And now you're telling me I don't have access to it anymore because the month is gone.
You were not charged in May. We charged you April the 28th. That was the only charge. And you can't get a refund because a chargeback was done.
All right, let me call Better Business Bureau. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.